Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. It is so wonderful to have you here on a Monday. Now, in case you missed it earlier, we just mentioned we had a couple of calls to our studios about it being extremely busy on part of Highway 7. The OPP says there's no accident to tell you about or anything there. It's just volume. So just pack your patience if you're heading out there and you do run into one of those slowdowns. Now, we are so pleased to have with us today on In Focus, Sean Derwin, who is the Lanark County Public Works Manager. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
It is your first time here at Lake 88.
That's correct.
Yeah, so let's learn just a little bit about our Public Works Manager. So how long have you been with Lanark County, Sean?
I've been with the county since 2016, and I live in Perth, and I'm from Perth, so I was in Kingston before that, so it was nice to move back home and work in my hometown.
It's always awesome when you can work in your hometown and come back home. And it's funny because there's so many people, like my kids and so on, grew up wanting to leave. You know, I can't wait until I get to go and do whatever. But so many, like them, want to come back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we definitely love it here, and our family's all close, so we're in a tight-knit family, and yeah, we have a lot of fun.
And that's, I mean, those family connections are one thing for sure, but Lanark County is such a beautiful, beautiful place to live.
Yeah, exactly. The lakes and the rural agriculture areas, yeah, you can't beat it for sure.
No, exactly. And part of making sure that it stays as nice as it is, well, the public works. So you were telling me earlier, it's such a vast department, such a large department. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what it is you do and what you oversee?
So I oversee the capital construction program, the planning of the assets such as roads and culverts and bridges. And then I also look after corridor stuff such as signs, guide rails, and then such as traffic calming measures or traffic related measures as this speed management policy.
Excellent. And it's so important, the work that you do. I imagine that you get tons of calls from people who say, hey, can you come fix this on my road? You must get a bunch of those.
Yeah, we get lots of feedback for sure on all sorts of concerns for sure.
The main reason why you're here to talk with us today is a campaign that is going on. No doubt our listeners have heard the spots. We've mentioned it in the news before. It's the Hit the Brakes campaign. I think this one is it's incredibly vital, and really it can be life-saving. Tell us about the campaign overall, if you could.
Yeah, so overall, we've been receiving an increased number of requests since the pandemic began, and within our existing policy, we've found it difficult to make these different scenarios meet our policy, so we decided to put out to tender a new policy, and that's what we have out for public comment. And the purpose is to provide residents a fair and transparent process for requesting these speed management measures, and to provide staff with a standardized approach so that it's easy to assess them and provide recommendations to council.
It's providing those guidelines for when you get, you know, maybe not one or two messages, but when you start to get, you know, a lot of concerns, a lot of messages about one area in particular. This, it's my understanding, helps your people know exactly what steps to take to start to investigate if something needs to be done in that area.
Yeah, exactly. It outlines the whole process from start to end, which starts with collecting data and then moving forward as you go. And so the new policy, the draft policy, outlines that with a nice flow chart, and it makes it really clear, and it takes away any biasm that may be involved since we all live in Lanark County as well. So yeah, it really provides a really good process for handling these concerns.
So you talk about community input, I mean, which is obviously of paramount importance when you're launching a project such as this. So what type of community input are you looking for, and what have you received?
So we've received a lot of feedback so far, but the majority of the feedback we've received is more directed to like specific traffic concerns, in most cases on roads at where the residents live. But right now we're looking for feedback on the actual policy itself, providing comment on the process that's laid out for responding to these concerns, and the recommended management speed management measures that are within the policy itself.
Okay. Now, we talked just a little bit about this, you know, how the policy itself is shaping up. Maybe you can describe that for us quickly. And I understand that there are going to be, other results from this project that have already started to take shape.
Yeah. So, like I said, the policy kind of provides a decision-making flowchart, I guess you could say, and the flowchart's available to view in the draft policy online, and it's just, again, a consistent, non-biased process that we can go through and respond to these requests, and you can go from one employee to another, and should have the same result. We are also forming a traffic advisory working group, and so this is for the county, so we can connect with the lower tier municipalities and the OPP and bring forth these concerns from the public to them, and also we can get them to provide input on our suggested speed reductions, community safety zones, and any other suggested speed management measures on a case-by-case basis.
I mean, that sounds really cool. It sounds like what you're doing is filling up the toolbox for people who are already in place and also sort of looking at some new spins to things. It's kind of like, you know, woodworking. You can provide the same tools to two different people to make chairs. They're going to come out with different chairs. It's the same thing. Every situation is different.
Yeah, exactly. We really want a consistent approach and just to make it easy for staff to handle, deal with the requests, and then provide the best information to council to make the final decision.
So when you do get to the point where you decide something needs to be done in a particular region, what are some of the possible measures that we could see put in place, or maybe we already have seen in parts of Lanark County?
Yeah, so the measures can be split up into two categories. One is physical measures, and they primarily include like vertical or horizontal deflections in the roadway that actually force motorists to slow down. And one of the benefits of this is enforcement is not as necessary in these situations. But there's also non-physical measures, which are tools and strategies that are aimed at modifying driver behavior. So some of the measures that we have done in the past and continue to do and that are provided as part of this new policy are speed limit changes, education enforcement is a big component of the policy, such as speed display devices, oversized signs, and targeted enforcement areas. There's also an allowance for community safety zone implementation, and then regular traffic calming measures, such as pavement markings, surface treatments such as rumble strips, roadway narrowings with curb extensions or on-street parking, roadway deflection such as lateral shifts or speed humps, and we're always continuing reviewing emerging technologies as part of the policy as well.
There you go. I was back home in Orleans a while ago, and I drove by a school that I'd driven by 100 times, and they actually had a sign in the middle of the street, you know, that said slow down, school zone, and you can't do anything but slow down. I mean, that is very effective.
Yeah, exactly. Those are very effective measures, but those are not necessarily applicable to all locations.
Yeah.
Most of our county roads are rural in nature, so those physical measures are more for urban central locations.
I think of all the ones that you mentioned there, the oversized signs, I think really, like, it's something so simple, but I mean, you have these massive signs out there and people take notice.
Yeah, for sure. And I think a lot of the cases, not all, but a lot of the cases are people are just maybe not paying attention. They forget.
Yeah.
It's a reduced speed zone. So by providing these oversized signs or speed display devices, it could give them a nice friendly reminder that, oh, you're in a reduced speed zone, so if you could slow down.
Yeah, it's true. And we see these signs, we go on our regular route every day, we see these signs every day, they just blend into the background, really. But then you add something new, something fresh to it, and it's like, oh, what was that? You can't help but notice it.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. So how do residents take part? What's the easiest way for them to get involved in this, sir?
So they can go to the website, lanarkcounty.ca/hitthebrakes, and they can review the draft policy there, and they can provide input. There's a comment form they can provide input through, and the policy is available for public input till Monday, August 7th.
And when do we see the completed policy go before council?
So we'll be providing a summary of all the public's comments and the draft policy to the Public Works Committee on August 16th. And if that gets approved, that'll be looked at by County Council on September 6th.
Okay.
And that's to say if there's no revisions required.
So it moves along pretty quickly, which I think is, you know, kind of ironic as we're trying to hit the brakes on that.
Yeah, exactly.
But it does move along pretty quickly, which is great, and allows you folks to do the work that you need to do in order to make our roads safer. Now, I'd be remiss, sir, if I didn't ask you what else is going on in Public Works these days and in the coming months, because I have you here.
Yep, for sure. So we have our capital construction program is well underway. We have County Road 43 in Port Elmsey. Construction is starting today, just within the limits of the hamlet. We're paving Dairy Side Road in Franktown area next week, and we'll be finishing off all our construction on Wabba Road in Pakenham starting in August.
That's hard to believe that you're saying we'll be finishing off.
Yeah.
Because the construction season certainly huge around here. Now, there's also other things that are going on the county roads besides construction, right?
Yeah, so for vegetation management, we got students out on the roads hand-pulling wild parsnip. Then we have a regular summer maintenance activities such as coal patching and grass cutting and whatnot, brushing.
And, of course, we've talked about this a couple of times, but, I mean, it certainly is something that bears repeating. When you do approach a construction zone, please be safe.
Yeah, please be safe and use caution and slow down, for sure.
Absolutely. So the Hit the Brakes campaign going on right now. People can have their say at lanarkcounty.ca/hitthebrakes, and you hope to get a lot of feedback. I mean, roads, that's one thing. You mentioned roads, and people will go on for hours, so hopefully you get a lot of feedback.
Yeah, we're hoping for sure, and we're hoping for some good feedback on the policy itself, for sure.
Sean, thank you so much for coming in today. Really appreciate it. I know it won't be your last visit to Lake 88, so we'll have you back, sir.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. We've been talking about Hit the Brakes, a campaign that is going on right now within Lanark County, gathering information so that they can create a new policy, so that they can address some problem areas on the roads where people may be going a little bit too fast in Lanark County. And of course, Sean Derwin, the Lanark County Public Works Manager, has been our guest. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.